Today, the church celebrates the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which is the diverse possibilities God has placed before us to understand with clarity the grace and freedom that He offered us on the cross. Things that are unclear will become visibly clear. Thanks to the Holy Spirit. Things overshadowed by darkness will be enlightened by the Holy Spirit. Where there is confusion, conviction should be found. Christ's death has redeemed us and leads us to new beginnings, despite our continued shortcomings and failures. Pentecost, which we celebrate today, made diversity and inclusiveness the very fabric of the church. God's deeds demand diverse ways of telling, because no singular language can capture the deeds of God. Pentecost is an invitation to share the good news of the Lord to all. It's the day when Jesus' victory over sin and death become known and received by you and me and by the church. When we celebrate Pentecost, we commemorate this initial moment when mankind had the courage to come out of their cocoons to meet each other. We celebrate the birth of the church that is open to all. Pentecost is, of course, this anniversary which looks to the past, but it is also the renewal of the commitment not to fix the past, to constantly reform, to learn new languages, new modes of communication. At Pentecost, we celebrate the curiosity found in our differences. Pentecost is to receive and accept the one way of love of God and turn it into two-way highway. We can transform us to walk away for spiritual dryness, spiritual blindness, spiritual pettiness, all desire to hurt and belittle others because we obey. The flames of Pentecost are not just for solace, but for renewal. Pentecost invites us to a table where a fierce conversation is possible because we bring our hearts filled with God to give and receive from one another. Pentecost doesn't seek to make all of us speak one language, but it removes the burden of understanding from the speaker's speech alone to make it a shared responsibility for all parties involved. For the language of love can empower humanity to go the extra mile and encourage listening and abiding by the plan of God. Pentecost presents us with an opportunity to consider how we live in the community and in the world. We have to be attentive to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, because Pentecost offers us a chance to confess our failures, to live by the Spirit, and to ask the Lord to fill us afresh with His power. We can learn from the Pentecost that the community of God's people is central to God's work in the world. Thus, it invites us to participate fully in the fellowship, worship, and mission of the church. The Holy Spirit helps us to do away with our preconceived notion about others. We can learn from one another when we study the Word of God together to deepen our knowledge of God and to appreciate each other's contribution and understanding of the many stories of God's plan for salvation. The Holy Spirit is guiding us when, in spite of our mistakes, we find our way back to God, a God who resides in the midst of us when two or three are gathered in His name. It is a communal experience with God who has planted God's self in our very human hearts. The Holy Spirit is in our midst when we can find cohesion when evil is working at division, when we can still find the courage to love instead of seeking revenge, when we show grace, when we forgive instead of seeking retribution. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, before His ascension, Jesus said to the disciples, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all the Judea, and the ends of the world." So, when we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive power. This power will enable us to become witnesses at home, witnesses at work, witnesses where we shop, at school, and in the world. This Holy Spirit power will give us the ability to speak words that can help and heal. This power will enable us to accomplish great things, to plant seeds of hope, and to build great societies. This Holy Spirit power will draw others to Christ and make them say, "I once was blind, but now I was lost, but now am found." This power will cause others to see the light of God burning within us, and this light will persuade them to follow the path that leads to life. This Holy Spirit power will turn the world upside down. Friends, as we welcome these new members into the Christian families through baptism, let us value the presence of the Spirit within us. Let us renew our commitment to live as essential members of the body of Christ, using our gifts to build the church and share the love and justice of Christ with the world. Because we don't look alike, but God made us all. Culture, languages, the diversity of gifts, nothing should prevent us from seeing in one another the hand of God in action. Therefore, it is our mission to protect the weak, to calm the turbulent, to provide for the needy, to build up what power is tearing down, and fix what is broken. Above all, the love of Christ. My sisters and brothers, on this Pentecost Sunday, may the flame of the Holy Spirit will consume our arrogance, inspire us to have mutual respect, and reassure us of new possibilities where we won't be acting by ourselves, but Christ acting in us. We can live the mountaintop experience only if we open ourselves and allow the tongues of fire to consume our pride. I pray that, filled with the Holy Spirit, we can grow together until we meet our Maker. I also pray that we might allow the Holy Spirit power to so rule in our hearts and minds that others see good works and glorify our Father in heaven. And may this Holy Spirit power within us help us shake in the darkness of this world. That way, others can find the light of Christ this day and always. Amen.